Good morning. Did you ever date someone who didn't like one of your best friends? This is what Karen in DDO is going through right now. Thank you, Karen, for listening to the show, and thank you for opening up and texting us at 92925. Her text goes like this. We'd love to get your opinions on it. Hey, Vinny and Nikki, I had been mostly single since my divorce 4 years ago, but recently I met a guy, and we've been dating for around 8 months. But he loathes my very best friend of over 20 years. She's like a sister to me. I've tried getting him to see what I see in her, but he just can't and refuses to make an effort. He thinks she's not a great influence on me. What do you think I should do? We'd love to get your opinions on this. You can text in at 92925.
Dump him.
Yeah.
Dump him. Dump the guy, seriously. The thing that actually is like a huge red flag to me is he thinks she's not a great influence on me. Okay, deciding who's a good influence on you is the job of parents of children, not significant others. So I think that's like a huge red flag. He's not supposed to have that sort of control. I would never, ever give up any of my friendships. I mean, they've been best friends for over 20 years. I think of my very best friends, and I would never give them up for somebody that I've been dating for 8 months. That's ridiculous. And I've seen too many relationships where somebody tries to keep the other person away from their friends for all the wrong reasons.
I've seen that.
Karen, dump the guy.
I feel like if you don't know the friend's influence on your significant other, if you can't appreciate what that friend is to that person, like a best friend, then how well do you know your partner? Because we all have that one friend where you may not like him, you may not get along with that person, but if you know me, you would appreciate why I have this friend. And so I find it odd that this person cannot see why her partner, is attracted to the friend.
Yeah. The red flag to me is the fact that he doesn't want to make an effort, right? Like he should at least give this person a chance. If you know they're best friends and you're going to see them often, you can go out of your way. You know, when you meet somebody, you don't necessarily connect so well with everybody in their life, but you make that effort. And the fact that he's not doing that.
But the effort doesn't necessarily have to be as a couple. I mean, he can just encourage the girlfriend to go and hang out with her, because...
Yeah, you don't have to... Like, everybody doesn't always have to hang out together 100%. Mm-hmm. It was the whole, she's not a great influence. I think I'm an adult and I will decide what is a good influence on
me
and what is not.
They've been friends longer than they've been as a couple, right?
So exactly.
Should Karen date him or dump him? Lots of texts coming in 92925. If you missed it moments ago, Karen from DDO sent in a text. She's been single since her divorce 4 years ago. Recently, she met a guy. They've been dating for around 8 months. Thing is, he can't stand her very best friend of over 20 years, and she's even tried to get him to see what she sees in her, but he can't and refuses to make an effort. He thinks she's not a great influence on her. And we're getting tons of texts at 92925, and a lot of people are saying dump.
I think every single person is saying dump.
Dump. It's a clean dump sweep. Dump. Yeah.
We'll wait another 60 seconds for the full tally, but I think it's a clean sweep.
All right, Natasha, what do you think?
She should dump him. I mean, if her boyfriend can't accept the person she is today, I mean, her friend being the bad influence, if he thinks she's a bad influence, the friend had a big role in making Karen the person she is today. So if he can't accept the friendship, you gotta dump him.
Goodbye, boy, bye.
Well said, bye-bye.
Bye, boy.
Thanks, Natasha.
No problem.
Someone made a good point in our text line. It's an act of control. Next, they're going to not like your mother, not like your sister, so on and so forth.
Then you're all alone and you've secluded yourself.
Yeesh, yeah, you don't want to be in that situation. Let's go to the phones. What do you think?
Dump. Oh my God, just dump. Run away. Change your phone number. Never look back.
Wow. Okay. You sure about that?
Have you been in a similar situation?
Well, I'm divorced for 3 years. I have a feeling this woman probably left a relationship that was very controlling. And, we repeat patterns. So I think maybe she repeated another pattern. So should watch out to make sure that this person is not a controlling human being.
Or just run away now. I'd say don't watch out for anything. Just like you said, get away. Change your number. Move to another continent.
Honest to God. I heard it and every fiber of my body just sort of shuddered. And I got to text this in.
Thank you for listening to the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
So I think it's fair to conclude that Karen and DDO should dump him.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Don't Bye-bye. Even think twice about it.
Bye-bye.
Unless he wants to make an effort.
No.
Well, he doesn't.
No. Even if he did, I think the whole somebody's not a great influence on you. Yeah. No. You need years of therapy before you're going to date me if you're deciding that I don't understand what is a good or bad influence in my life.
All right. If there's anything,
I'm breaking up with
Dan. Yeah, I know. That's what it feels like.
It's good.
You can always text us if you have any issues going on for date him or dump him or anything. We're here for you. All right. The text line 99925.